Good morning, and welcome to One Thing Parenting and Prayer for Monday, August 28th, 2017. My name is Olivia Truitt, and I'm excited to return to the podcast today. I'll be sharing my devotional inspired by Celebration of Discipline by Richard Foster. This is day five of the discipline of prayer. And today I'll be responding to Pastor Foster's section on praying against evil. The scriptures that we'll be studying today are 1 Peter 5, 8 through 9 in the NIV version. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. Ephesians 6, 11 through 13, NIV. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Matthew 18, 18 through 19, English Standard Version. Truly, I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Luke 10, 18 through 20. And he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. 2 Timothy 1, 7, New King James Version. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. For our devotional today, as praying believers, and likely even more so as praying parents, it's crucial that we embrace the reality that there is an enemy of our souls. The reason for the need for prayer, the reason for the need for change, is that we live in a fallen world influenced by our angry adversary, the devil. I realize that this can be hard to wrap the mind around. Unfortunately, for many, the idea vacillates between fear-evoking and fairy tale status. While the Bible is clear about the existence of this enemy, it's also clear about his fallen, defeated nature. God is bigger than any giant we might face, including this enemy of our souls. We not only can pray against him, we must. Is there strife in the home? It's likely that this is the result of the harassment of the enemy on the members of your home, rendering us ineffective against him because we are fighting among ourselves. We battle not against flesh and blood. Let's remember to focus on who the real enemy is and not the people who are in front of us. My child suffers occasional night terrors, something I am well acquainted with myself. Some years ago, God showed me through wise counsel and experience that when this begins, that when this begins, praying protection over the home and our minds is the real long-term solution to this torment. I'm grateful that I use this tool for myself, because that is what I do for her now. When she goes through a round of nightmares, I get to work praying, including taking the time to anoint our home and her mind with oil as a symbol of God's protection. I do use my imagination in prayer, imagining great walls of angels surrounding our home and fighting off harassing demons. This is not some crazy screaming prayer. However, God has given us authority to pray in this way, and it truly is a muscle that we can grow and work. It's important to remember that God wants us to partner with Him. He does move and heal and deliver, but He expects us to partner with Him and pray. Don't take the effects of the enemy as though there is nothing you can do. Pray, pray, pray. It is our weapon, friends. Let's learn how to be effective in using it. For our prayer, supplication. Lord, I thank You that You have outlined the spiritual reality of the fallen world so that we can have light in the darkness to partner with You in prayer. I ask that You give me confidence that I can take authority over the lies of the enemy. Today, I ask for Your guidance and for my eyes to be open to areas in our family that need prayers of protection against the enemy. Remove fear and replace it with power, love, and a sound mind. Don't let me get out of balance, but teach me to pray effectively and with Your authority, Lord. For intercession. Today, I bind the enemy over my family. I thank You that Your authority flows through me as I align myself with Your will. Protect my family from the work of darkness and allow the light to burst forth with abundance. Cause the enemy to stand down in the area that we name now. Please take time to name those areas and pray over them. Thanksgiving. Lord, You are majestic and wonderful. I give this day to You, and I thank You that You are in control. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Also, friends, I recommend that you take time to keep a journal either on your phone, tablet, computer, or in a physical journal. Take time to list needs and concerns. Allow God to lead you into scripture that can apply to each problem. Take time to meditate on that scripture. Make note of needs that have made progress or been resolved. Take time to celebrate because these are victories. God wants to work in your life, and He is working in your life as you pray. You can rest assured that as you do partner with Him, as you partner with Him over your family and over your children, that He will give you wisdom and guidance, and He will take care of these issues that are real and never question if prayer is worth your time, because it is absolutely the key to seeing change and transformation. I love you, and I'm praying for you, and thank you so much for sharing this time with me. God bless.